Hey there. So, before getting a hair transplant, it's important to undergo a thorough examination to figure out what's causing your hair loss and to treat any underlying medical conditions. Women might also need to get some hormonal tests done to check for any issues that could be contributing to hair loss. It's also important to make sure you're in good health overall, so you might need to get some blood tests, blood pressure checks, and heart function tests before the procedure. Oh, and one thing to keep in mind is that if you're taking blood thinners, you might need to stop them before the transplant. Now, there are some conditions that might make it harder to get a hair transplant. For example, if you have any skin diseases or infections in the area where the transplant would happen, those need to be treated first. And if you're undergoing cancer treatment, it might not be a good idea to get a hair transplant due to the risk of infection. Now, some people wonder if you can still get a hair transplant while you're still losing hair. And the answer is yes, you can. But just keep in mind that if your hair keeps falling out after the transplant, you might need to get another session in the future. And finally, one thing to note is that after the transplant, some of the transplanted hairs might fall out at first. This is just a normal part of the healing process, and stronger hair will replace it over time. So don't worry too much if you notice some shedding at first. Feel free to contact Turkey Hair Academy at any time. We're always here to assist you with your hair-related needs.